Hi, my name is Libby Clark. I live in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and I'm here to share my most powerful experience as a parent. So today, my husband and I are incredibly thankful to be parents to two girls who we adopted last year. Our days are filled with joy with them. They're smart and funny and have completely transformed the way that we live in every possible good way. But my first experience as a parent was being a foster mom to their half-brother, Aiden. He lived with us for a little over a year, and he was an absolute joy to be with every day. It was a huge adjustment for our family because we knew from the beginning that he wasn't going to get to stay with us. But at the same time, I couldn't help but fall in love with him. He was a gentle child. He was funny. He loved to draw. And we just bonded really instantly. The first day that I met him, I was supposed to babysit for him inside the foster care system while his then foster mom went on a family trip. And I showed up to her house and she said, "I think something's wrong with Aiden's arm." And he wasn't crying or anything. He was just kind of walking around with the little furrow between his three-year-old brow. And she said he went outside to play, and then he came back just a minute ago and said his arm hurts. She said, "I think we might need to take him to the hospital or urgent care because, you know, he doesn't really cry very much, but I can tell something's wrong." And sure enough, she walked over to him and said, "What's going on?" And he said, "My arm hurts, and I can't, you know." He went to lay down, and then his then foster mom said, "Can you move it?" And he said, "No." And so she said, "You know what, I'm going to cancel my trip, and you just go on home, and I think this is going to be a longer experience than sort of what you signed up for." And I said, "You know what, just let's all go together. I said I would take care of him while you were gone. I'm trained for this," even though it was my first case. I said, "I'm trained for this. If you'll just connect me with the right people inside the system and sort of help me set up for success, you can probably go because we've got, you know, foster system advocates there that can help me the rest of the way." So we went to the hospital. Got Aiden seen, and his foster mom was able to go on her trip. And I stayed with Aiden that first night in the hospital. His arm was broken. It was a break they see often in children. He had fallen off a swing, he said, and tried to catch himself, but he needed to have surgery. So the first night I met this little guy, he was in pain, and he was scared and in a new place with a new person, and that person was me. I felt very protective of him because this was a lot for a kid to process, and he still never cried throughout the whole thing. I now know that that's not necessarily a good thing. You know, he might not have been allowed to cry before that. But nevertheless, his upbeat attitude was inspiring to me, even through something that was incredibly painful and probably a little scary. So he had the surgery the next morning. I've got a great picture of him smiling with his surgeon, giving the thumbs up before he even wheels into the operating room. And they put the cast on him, and then he comes home with me for the rest of the weekend. He was really afraid to sleep in the room we had prepared for him. And of course, as brand new parents, didn't occur to us that, you know, a three-year-old would feel weird sleeping all by himself. And as foster parents, you can't sleep in the room with the child. So my husband and I were sort of up all night back and forth trying to soothe them and, you know, sit outside the door and, but then not let him see us because we really needed him to go to sleep. And then, but then he'd be scared. So he'd have to see us. And then he would fall asleep and then we'd sneak back to our bedroom from the hallway. And then he'd come open our bedroom door and try and climb in bed with us, which we couldn't do. So it was sort of back and forth. Finally, my husband, who is a saint, just grabbed some blankets and pillows and just slept in the floor outside his room. And my husband's a big guy, not super emotional. And for him to really take that on right off the bat was pretty incredible, especially for a kid he knew couldn't ever possibly be his legal child. Anyway, we just fell in love with Aiden. He is a remarkable, absolutely remarkable child. I think it was the second or third day he was here. We took a walk together around our neighborhood, and I remember saying, Aiden, guess what? And he was like, I know, you love me. I might have said it once or twice between, you know, the time he came to us and day two. The next year and a half was challenging, as it is with all kids. I mean, adapting to being a working mom from not even having a day off was a big deal. I didn't realize at the time that FMLA covered the ability for new moms to take time off when a foster child is placed. And I asked my boss at the company where I worked then if I could take some of my vacation time, which I had already accrued, you know, just a week or so when he was placed. And she said basically no. That was really, really difficult. I wish I'd been a little bit better informed, but I had been quite busy trying to figure out this whole foster care thing and this whole parenting thing too. But we made it. We made it, and it was all right. We spent a lot of time together. He loved to swim. He loved to draw. We went to the beach together with my in-laws and my sister-in-law, and just built some really, really happy memories. I remember one morning early on, I was trying to get to work, and nothing was working right, and I remember saying, you know, hurry, 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 and get your coat on, and, you know, get your shoes on, and we got to go here and go there and get in the car, and, you know, what's taking you so long? And I turn around, and there's sweet little Aiden, tiny little baby with a leaf in his hand, and he said, but I picked this leaf for you because it's pretty. And I just thought, oh, here's the perspective you need, you know? I mean, it's maybe not different than what other children do, but it made a difference in me. Anyway, Aiden went to the same preschool where he was with his former foster mom. We didn't want to... We knew he'd been through a lot of changes already, and so we didn't want to have to make him change preschools as well. His former foster mom is a wonderful person and was really sad when the foster agency said, you know what, he's really meshing with them. Would you consider letting him live with the Clarks? And she was like, no, I told him on day one, you can't have him because he's awesome. She said, but you're right. They really do have a strong connection. And if that's what's best for everyone, you know, she can have him. We're very thankful to Sharon for sharing Aiden with us. He changed our life. He led us to his half-sisters, who are now our children. But anyway, Aiden went to the same preschool where he had been attending with his former foster mom. And in the South, as many people know, there's still a lot of areas that are segregated. And I don't love that. But as a white person in the South, I do whatever I can to reach out and try and make a community where there might not have been one. So that was a second reason why we left Aiden at his former preschool, because he was the only white kid in his preschool. His preschool was awesome. They were super highly rated by the state. The teachers were incredible. He learned his letters and numbers and shapes and colors effortlessly with them. He got lots of outside play, and his kid friends were sweet and kind and adorable. Rainbow Daycare will always hold a special place in my heart because they not only embraced him, but they embraced me as a new mom too. The teachers taught me so much about how to be a good mom, things that I still use with our daughters today. One of my favorite memories of Aiden being there is his participation in their annual Black History Month event. The Rainbow Daycare had been a force in the Black community in Chattanooga for generations. They have an annual Black History Month event that they'd been doing for more than 20 years. And each year they would bring back alumni from the preschool, whether they were in, elementary school, grade school, high school, college, or out living in the world, because the preschool had been there for so long. Aiden was able to participate in Black History Month with the Rainbow Daycare children, and he had to memorize the name of a Black figure in history and a couple of facts around that person. And then at the end of his presentation, he was supposed to say, "I am a proud Black American." And I was cool with that for the first couple of days. And then I started thinking about it, and I'm like, is that right for a white kid to be saying that? And I thought, well, is that even my thing to ask? And so I had a very trusted teacher there, Miss Yvette, and she's actually the owner's daughter, which I'm not supposed to say, but I'm going to anyway. And I went to Miss Yvette, and I said, "Miss Yvette, I'm probably just thinking this over, or Miss Yvette, I'm probably overthinking this, but I wanted to ask you, is it cool for this white kid to say I'm a proud Black American?" And she said, "It's cool with me if it's cool with you." And I said, "I think it's awesome. I would love for Aiden to grow up and, you know, want to be like any great Black American." I said, "As long as it's cool with you, I'm fine with it." And she said, "Yeah, we're totally fine with it." And I'm like, great. So he learned his lines. He went to the Black History Month program. And the most interesting thing happened when he got up to say his piece. So all the other children said their piece, and they had family in the audience who clapped and cheered for each one of them, and some of them sang, which was amazing. They had beautiful voices, and then they all sang together, and some had solos. But when Aiden got up to say his speech, it wasn't just me and my husband who clapped for him. The entire room stood up and clapped and cheered. And it didn't occur to me until that moment that everyone needed to see him be a part of Black history, because without white people joining into Black history, it just remains Black history, not all of our history. And I guess I learned Once again, Rainbow Daycare taught me a lot more maybe than they taught my foster son. As time went on, we had birthdays with Aiden and family events and all kinds of just normal everyday things that somehow become extraordinary when you have a child in your life who you love. And one night when Aiden was going to bed, he was talking about becoming an astronaut and how he wanted to go to the stars and see the moon. And I said, oh, honey, you will totally do that. And he said, will you come with me? And I thought, I'm kind of old already, and I don't think they'll let me in the space program. But I told him, I said, you know what, honey, I will totally go there with you. I said, but I can't sit in the spaceship with you. I can only sit in your heart. And he said, will you really be in my heart? I said, I'll always be in your heart. I said, you know, even when I'm a little old lady with white hair, I'll still live in your heart and I'll go to the stars with you. And he said, I'm so glad. And then he just rolled over and went to sleep. When it came time for him to be reunited with his biological family, it was difficult on us, but it wasn't unexpected. We tried to prepare him as much as possible because he had had so many transitions in his life. We knew that this was just going to be another one, and a big one. Foster care doesn't always work out exactly as planned. Foster kids are supposed to go and visit with their biological families and have some overnights before they make the big move. Our agency really wanted Aiden to go from living with us to living with his dad over a weekend, and that just didn't seem right to me, especially after learning about what we were supposed to do for Aiden's mental health and to help support a successful transition overall. So we asked them if we could back it up and do some transition, spend the nights, and they said yes. During that time, we tried to prepare Aiden for what was happening in his life, and we were very honest with them and said, you know, in this many weeks, you're going to go live with your dad, who loves you very much. And we had told him that the whole time. His dad, his biological dad, does love him very much. He cares enough about him to work the permanency plan that the courts had ordered him to take on and to, you know, do his very best to get his son back. And he did all of that. So, of course, he deserves his son. As painful, as devastating as that is for us, it's what his father deserves, and it's what Aiden deserves, too. He deserves to know that his biological family loves him and worked hard to get him back in their lives. During the time that he was transitioning to his biological father's home, we showed him on the calendar how long it would be before he lived there. We tried to keep it upbeat and happy on our end, even though we were sad that he would be leaving. We showed him both sides because they're really both there. You know, we wanted him to be aware that we would miss him, but at the same time, understand that life would go on and that he would have a really happy life beyond us. Those last couple of weeks that he was with us, you know, he always called me Libby, and he always called my husband Heath, and he always called us all by our names, which we were used to, having been, you know, Aunt Libby and Uncle Heath for a million years. But those last couple of weeks Aiden was with us, he started asking if he could call us Mama Bear and Papa Bear, which was the greatest honor I'd ever had in my life. And so we let him. And we did as much fun stuff with him as we could. We helped him pack. And then one day, we took Aiden and all of his stuff downstairs. And his social worker came to pick him up. And that was our last day. Now, through this process of being his foster parent, we got to know his half-sisters, who we're so thankful to have adopted, and they're our daughters now. I used to tell Aiden all the time, I wish I was your mom, but I'm not. And that's okay. Even though I'm not his mom, he was the child who made me a mom. And I will never, ever, ever forget him. And I will love him always. We still see him occasionally. I'm friends with his biological dad on Facebook and his aunt. At first, we saw him a lot, but it was unbelievably painful when we had to separate, both for him and for us and for the girls. So we've committed to trying to see him twice a year now, because our girls need that connection to this person that they loved and knew for the first few years of their lives. But we also need Aiden to be at peace with his new reality and us with ours. If I had anything to say to him at this point, I would just say, Aiden, we will always love you, and you will always have a place with us if you want one or if you need one. And if I could say anything to his biological dad, I would say thank you for giving us your son for that year. He is the best thing that ever happened to us.